One of the stipulations of sharing in the Lilly Grant was that on the time of the return of the pastor, the service that is celebrated includes some laity. And so this morning, that's what we're going to do. The PES team, as you've been introduced to them, is going to share some reflection of what we did over the summer and share with you some of their impressions of those events. So, Dave, you're first, if you'll share with us.
Good morning. As Pastor Doug said, my name is Dave Hunt, or to some of you, you may know me as someone else. So if you didn't know, now you know. As was mentioned, the planning of this has taken over really 18 months, and but this morning, we're going to talk about our part of this journey this summer, what we did, and what our personal experiences and learnings are from that. So the journey, our journey began with a send-off for Pastor Emily and her family as we all gathered in the parking lot. One more. And we started out, Bart McCandless, thanking him for putting together a crew and feeding us, like was mentioned earlier. That's the one thing we do is eat. So they did a great job of providing the meal for us. We then went to play. We had set up about maybe 10 or 12 games. We had this brilliant idea of having the challenge the pastor. So we let Pastor Emily play each one of the games and to keep her score. And anyone that could beat her score, we would give them a prize. So we decided, well, let's get about 30 prizes, and we can use those for Vacation Bible School or at Penny Rile or something at prizes. Well, by the end of the day, we were writing IOUs to sixth graders. We also had a bouncy house and an obstacle course for those that were that would try it. Thankfully, there weren't any injuries or whatever. It was pretty hot that day, and I think the outside of that was pretty hot, so people got through it pretty quickly. And then we had live music. We had Hayden. I had not heard Hayden. Hayden is coordinates the Saturday night music, and wow, what a talent. We were there last night talking to them about what about this summer, and of course he was there and playing. So anyway, we thank him for doing that. And if you get an opportunity to go to the Saturday night service, and that first of all, it's a great service, but Hayden really really makes it even more special. The last thing we had was one more slide. Yeah, the dunking booth. Everyone really got into that and assured that all of the, well, wait a minute, let me back up here, that most of the Slades went home soaking wet. If I recall correctly, I think Mike took a hit for the family and stayed dry at that time. So thank you, Mike, for doing that for your family. So those are that was the send-off that we had. So I want to talk a little bit about what my personal experiences and learnings. First of all, I visited places and did things that I would have never done, really. I met and worked with and fellowship with members that I recognize, but in some cases I didn't even know their name or anything about them. And what a great way to get to know people, you know, especially outside of the church. You know, we see each other on Sundays and, you know, hello, goodbye, and that sort of things. But when you're outside of the church doing things, you really get a chance to get to know people and that. I also had the opportunity to work with this big guy over here. He participated. Well, first of all, after Patty's discussion there, thanks for being the other guy on this with this group. When she said something about the meetings were like 8:30 to 12:30, I looked down the aisle here. I thought, I wonder why they were so. No. Anyway, I want to really thank Doug for all of his participation, and every now and then he did have a good idea that that we used. But seriously, thank him for participating, and especially for meeting our spiritual needs during the week and the weekends with the worship service and all that. And we want to thank Linda for her participation too. She was around a lot, and thanks for letting us have him for the summer. I also had the opportunity to work with people that I've known them for quite a while, but I've never really got to work with them on a project or work together. So in summary, what the summer showed me, this a summary of my kind of thoughts and experiences. What it showed me was what a diverse, talented, kind, and loving, caring congregation we have here at Bethlehem. And it showed me that it's the people that make this church such a wonderful place to worship, to fellowship, and to serve others. Now, as one more thing I want to say is, as mentioned, we spent about 18 months on this, and you cannot imagine the amount of meetings and emails, phone calls, text, trips to pick things up, set things up, organize events, and documents. I think all of us have probably a binder about that thick of documents, from the application all the way up to just a few. There were a lot of laughs, and there were definitely some stressful moments. But it was certainly a team effort. It really was. It was a team effort. But every team has an MVP. And I want to introduce my choice for MVP, and that's Barb.
First of all, I want to ditto everything that they said about our team and everybody else. It was just wonderful. And I'm going to start out by saying, I never thought I would say this, but I am so glad that I was a pest. I enjoyed every minute of it. I pestered a lot of people, especially my team when they got off task. I had to do that. But anyway, and all of you were just so wonderful. We came to you, we asked you for things, for you to do things for us, and I can't think of one person that didn't refuse. And not only did you do what we asked, you did it beyond what our expectations were. We were blown away by all the things that happened this summer, so I thank you for that. Now I'll read you my script. Okay, this summer, we definitely created space for learning. We did a lot of learning. The History Committee started us off by creating a wonderful display of the different aspects of our church's history. The info was changed periodically, and much reminiscing took place around the displays. Members were also led on an indoor tour of the History Hall here in the church. This is where you'll find pictures of all the confirmation classes, the founding families, pictures of all of our pastors, quilts with names of our members, And what I found really kind of interesting, but right out here, there's a picture of all of our faces. I don't know if you have ever seen that, but it's very interesting right inside the hall. Steve Worthington shared with us the research he did on our beautiful grounds. He highlighted cornerstones and gravestones. Have you ever looked for the oldest gravestone in our cemetery? I hadn't until I walked out there one day, checking them all out. And do you know where the hollow tree is? We had planned this wonderful scavenger hunt that we were going to do on two different occasions, and both times it rained. So hopefully that will be something that we'll be able to do in the future. 50 of our members gathered and took advantage of complimentary tickets to the African American Museum. There they were educated on the history and traditions of the African American community. It was evident that Baptist Town was once a thriving black area with a school, churches, businesses, and a real sense of community. We also went to Taroni's and had lunch afterwards. That was fun. During Justice Night at BBS, more than 50 members and their guests were in attendance as a panel of four Evansville African American leaders discussed their experiences with the civil rights movement in Birmingham, San Francisco, New Orleans, and here in Evansville. Hearing about the history of what took place, how people found courage to stand up to injustice, and the feelings of those involved brought about a better understanding of the movement. That evening, we also learned that today, local leaders have created programs like the Southern Indiana Mentoring Academy. I had not ever heard of this, and it was very interesting. It's a mentoring program where around 100 volunteers are going into the inner city schools to be role models and tutors for kids, kindergarten through third grade, and they're having amazing success rates. One of the questions that was asked at the end of our panel discussion was, what can we, as a mainly white church, do to ease racial tension and to be more aware of this situation? And their answer was, do just what we did that night. Invite them to our churches and to our group gatherings. Have frank discussions with each other. Be aware of the programs that are being created to help the black youth of our community. Donate to the NAACP and other organizations, and support some black businesses. Micah 6:8 says, "He has shown you, O mortal, what is good. And what does the Lord require of you? To act justly, and to love mercy, and to walk humbly with your God." My hope is that we have learned this summer not only what has happened in the past, but also how we can continue to be the church in the future. Now, Margaret is going to tell us about the GPS.
So our theme for VBS this year was JAM, an acronym for Justice, Arts, and Memory Making. When the PEST team approached me and got me on board with doing VBS, they said they wanted to do an intergenerational Bible school, and we started to think about how we can make that happen. We felt pretty confidently in our ability to all sing together in an opening like service kind of thing, and then eat dinner together. And we did that very well. That was easy to mix generations. When we started thinking about our activities, that got a little bit more difficult to think about what can we do ages 3 to 93 and make it work and make it meaningful for everyone. So we decided for our Justice Night that we would split up after we sang and ate dinner, and Barb discussed the adult civil rights panel. While the adults were doing their civil rights panel, the children met with a local storyteller here in the sanctuary, Susan Fowler, and she led them on a journey that mimicked the slave's journey to the South. So we started by packing a virtual mini van with a Mike and a Emily and the kids in the back asking how much longer. And we went on a tour of the South and visited local sites that the Slades would also be touring, heard about stories of people and the memorable moments of the civil rights movement, with more props, gimmicks, tricks, songs, laughs, and surprises than you could imagine. If you like an orderly, quiet classroom, this was not your night. It was wild, but the kids really enjoyed it, and I know that they won't soon forget it. So on the second night of VBS, we celebrated the arts with local artist Amy Dassel. She has a business called The Traveling Artist, and she often leads like birthday parties. So she might have a group of 10, 12-year-olds who want to paint a fish or whatever it is. That's generally the scope of her parties. And I approached her and said that we were doing an intergenerational Bible school, and she said, okay, so what are the ages? And I'm like, 3 to 93, and she's like, oh, okay. And then, and she said, okay, and how many? Probably 50, I don't know, 50 plus, but I won't know until that night. And she was like, oh, okay, well, we can try to make this work. But we were thinking it was going to be mass chaos. I really did think that this would probably be a disaster. Troy had the forethought to get some, like, easy listening, soft Christian music going, and it was crazy, you all. It was silent in that room, except for the occasional outburst of cackling laughter, which was probably me most of the time. But it was everyone, young to old, like, quietly working on their paintings, and we painted rustic church scenes, and it was really fun and not chaos at all, and each one turned out so unique and special. It was just a great time. Then on our final night of VBS, our theme was memory making, and true to how memorable moments usually are, things did not go as planned. A severe thunderstorm canceled our outdoor scavenger hunt and foam party, and if you've ever promised a foam party to 30 kids and then canceled it, you will know that it was a bit rough. I was handing out popsicles and stickers and turning cartwheels trying to dry tears. So I know that many of those kiddos are back today. I'm so excited that we're going to have sunshine to have our foam party that we didn't get to have. We improvised that night and broke into the groups, and the adults stayed upstairs and got to hear about the history of the church with Steve, and I think that they just enjoyed sharing some memories. And the kids went downstairs for an impromptu game of Pictionary that was actually very fun. So when I first heard about this sabbatical, it took me pretty much the entire time to get on board with how there was any way it was beneficial for Pastor Emily to not be a part of our lives for the summer. I just couldn't get excited about it. And in the end, I sure did miss the entire Slade family, and I'm so thrilled that they were back, but I am super proud of the way the congregation came together, the work we did, the fun we had, and how proud we wanted to make Emily and her family, and just I really think it was good for us, and I will carry the memories with me for years to come. I hope you will too, and I'm so glad they're back, and I'm going to turn it over to Miss Paula to talk about Penny Rowe.
When we first started this application, Emily came up with a theme, and it was creating space. So that's what a sabbatical is all about. A sabbatical is creating space from your pastor and allowing the congregation to take over that leadership and be a part of what we're going to do. The space that we were given definitely allowed the church to plan activities centered on appreciating learning, beauty, and play. And, of course, the Penny Rowe Retreat did all three. Let's talk about the play at Penny Rowe. There were so many choices of things to do at Penny Rowe. The church families could boat, hike, swim, golf, and play tennis. Now, I was a little disappointed because the pickleball courts were there but not lined. So I did not get to participate in that, which was a little bit of a disappointment. For those who were not interested in physical activity, they could go to a reserved room to play games, make crafts, or solve puzzles. The engagement and laughter was contagious. Grandparents enjoying time with their grandchildren and church members building stronger relationships was evident. The competitive spirit of many became very obvious during these activities. Learning. Dave Hunt planned for us on our first night a trivia competition, and what it amounted to is we had table groups that were a mixture of old and young, familiar and unfamiliar faces. I was amazed at the trivia knowledge of our congregation. And thank goodness for the help of Ella and Pierce on my team that we were able to actually get first place. One of the things about Penny Royal that really stood out to me was just being able to appreciate beauty. You know, the beauty of God's creation absolutely surrounded us. The scenery provided a place to sit and reflect on the wonders of nature. Our Sunday worship service was led by Donna Marvel, was held outside overlooking the lakes, the trees, and the blooming flowers. Feeling God's presence made this service so awesome. In closing, I would like to share some quotes to read when you really think you need a breath of fresh air. Rachel Carson, those who contemplate the beauty of the earth find reserves of strength that will endure as long as life lasts. Anne Frank, I firmly believe that nature brings solace in all troubles. Dolly Parton, storms make trees take deeper roots. Albert Einstein, look deep into nature and then you will understand everything better. Ralph Waldo Emerson, the earth laughs with flowers. My hope is that this church retreat can happen again and that we can encourage even more people to participate.
Again, for your leadership this summer. As Dale noted in their short stories or synopsis, each one of the sabbatical events or activities was special or unique in its own way. And as you know too well, we love to eat together, and that was a great way for us to kick things off. We all knew that that event would go well, but I'm not sure that we even imagined how well everything else was going to go throughout the summer. The pictures themselves are filled with memorable moments. They are great reflections of the members of Bethlehem taking very seriously the responsibility that was called for in the details of the Lilly Grant. We were asked to share in a sabbatical of our own. And so many of you invested time and energy to participate in the variety of activities that, as you heard, included learning, appreciating beauty, and having fun. These events corresponded to those activities of Pastor Emily and her family as they traveled across the country, as they went overseas, and as they took some time to look back at a very special place in their lives. Those Sundays got reminded to us in some special ways, and as you saw, we're thankful for Waldo to let us know where Emily was each week. All of this was not a simple undertaking. While the PES committee was busy planning and coordinating in some ways, many of you were asked to step out of your church comfort zones and try something new or something different. We departed from some of our usual behaviors and experienced or interacted with each other in some new ways. You should feel good, even congratulate yourselves on a job well done. However, while today really brings an end to Pastor Emily's sabbatical, our job is not finished. We still have work to do. The terms of this grant call for us to take what we learned, our moments of personal growth, the joys of working together, and the wisdom we gain from all of our experiences, and incorporate them into the many ministries and missions and roles of leadership that we will endeavor to take in the future. In order to do that, we need to ask ourselves a few questions, and many of you will know that I like to pose a lot of questions for you. So here are a few. What did I learn or gain from participating in the sabbatical events? How can I use those learnings to increase my participation in the varied work of the church? How has my relationship with other members of this congregation been impacted through my participation here? The answers to these questions are going to help guide and direct the work of our congregation in the days ahead, just as the experiences that Emily had while on sabbatical are going to shape her leadership among us. At the beginning of the sabbatical time, I referenced in one of my writings that while the cat's away, the mice will play, referring to the event or the idea that while she was gone, where there might be some slacking off or less doing one thing or another. But I would be wrong in assuming that. I didn't notice it in any way, and to the contrary, though we did play and we're still going to do that today and we're still going to eat, yay. Mostly we continue to be the congregation that we always are. A group dedicated to worship and ministry and mission right here on Oak Hill Road. And as Emily's fond of saying, far beyond our walls. And so I thank God for all of you as you participated this year, and I look forward to the times and the days that we have ahead. Thanks be to God for all of this. Amen.